There's been some changes in the cable news channel landscape, and I just don't mean the schedules. Although what I'm going to share with you is what brought about the changes you may have noticed in the cable news schedules. Fox News Channel, for a couple of decades, had been the number one cable news outlet. Well, that's changed. From Election Day through Inauguration Day, CNN was the most watched cable news network, both in total viewers, 1.8 million on the average, and those in the money demo, as they say, 25 to 54-year-olds. That was 501,000 for CNN. This is according to Nielsen numbers. Fox dropped to third, 1.5 million across the day, behind, yeah, MSNBC, who had 1.6 million, although it narrowly leads MSNBC among that money demo. Fox, 283,000, and MSNBC, 278,000. Now, this is through Inauguration Day, of which we're a few weeks past that time now, so if trends are saying anything, that might have flipped, too, between the money demo, putting Fox in third there. CNN, by the way, also took the top spot among viewers in the key demo rating in primetime, where, of course, Fox has their big-time opinion host, Tucker, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham. Overall numbers, though, Fox is still number one, but again, trends being what they are, that might be in the process of changing too. This was really apparent on the actual inauguration day, where CNN was number one from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m., check these numbers out, with 7.7 million viewers, with Fox finishing last among the news networks, 2.2 million viewers. I'm going to go back to the 2017 inauguration with Trump coming in. Fox was on top with 8.8 million, and CNN came in number 5 at 2.6 million, ahead of only MSNBC. We had heard all about the explosion of Newsmax. Well, that kind of quieted down significantly. I mean, they've grown in numbers, to be sure. They had 47,000 in October, 214,000 in November, and 225,000 in December, but their growth spurt has sputtered out a bit. As far as the Fox News fall from grace, you could point to a few things, I would think. Fox News anchors and guests like Hannity, Sarah Palin, even Brit Hume had been suggesting bad actors, leftist extremists, Antifa movement might have been involved in the Capitol insurrection. Meantime, Newsmax's Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, they brought up Antifa too, as Spicer saying was based on uncorroborated reports. If you want to venture in the world of reality, FBI said there's no indication Antifa was involved in what happened at the Capitol. 3 days later, One American News, which, by the way, doesn't subscribe to Nielsen, so what their ratings and audience numbers are, nobody knows. But they're still pushing the bogus Antifa claim. Now, some tried to shift the focus away from the rioters and Trump's role in all this. He accused Democrats and even competing networks of hypocrisy, downplaying the violence during the Black Lives Matter protests from the summer. You have Tucker offering scary predictions just hours after the Capitol invasion. One of the quotes, "What happened today will be used by the people taking power to justify stripping you of the rights you were born with as an American." Pete Hegseth, who is one of the biggest Trump suck-ups on Fox, still tries to play down the intent of the rioters. The days after, he said they weren't going in to target individuals, they were going in there symbolically. So I guess that means they were just going to symbolically hang Mike Pence. I mentioned how you might have noticed changes in schedules, especially on Fox. And because of the ratings drop, what their change includes is opinion programming being expanded. They moved Martha McCallum, which was a news-based show, from 7 p.m. Eastern to 3 p.m., and they're trying out people for the 7 p.m. hour. And by the way, did you happen to catch who the first person was for the 7 p.m. tryout? Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business, who was one of the pushers of all the conspiracy theories about the election, the Capitol insurrection, Antifa, and you get the idea, so see where we're going with that. Oh, I mentioned Newsmax and their burst being, well, now calming down. They had 225,000 average viewers in December. That dropped to 153,000 in the first week of January. Another reason for the fall at Fox might be their identity crisis. They have a morning show and primetime hosts who push the election fraud fantasy, with the actual journalists in the daytime and 6 p.m. dismissing the conspiracies. A lot of those times, dismissals came shortly after other Fox hosts had pushed that fake news narrative. The primetime hosts on Fox, they want you to focus on the one time that Trump, in his orders to the troops that day, said the word peaceful. Of course, they're ignoring the multiple times he used the word fight. And add to that the number of times Trump issued the call to arms in a variety of ways on his, well, now former Twitter account. What was really odd this past week is the presence of QAnon on Fox, more specifically Tucker Carlson's show, who's apparently taken the QAnon cause to heart, actually defending them. Well, at least he was until he got called out about it on this Wednesday's show last week. When Tucker brought up QAnon in the conversation, he referred to it as, quote, QAnon, whatever that is. Well, that was what Fox had to issue on-air apologies over on Fox News and Fox Business over the humping of QAnon conspiracies about the 2020 elections in order to stay out of court, yet in some variety of ways, they went right back at it. And one last thing about Fox News, this might be chasing people away too. Tucker Carlson really has to stop with his hint-filled fear message to whites that, well, the black people, thought police, food police, the COVID-19 police are all coming for them. But then again, Tucker has more concerns than the facts I'm pointing out. After rehashing Monday night this past week, the Trump claim that MSNBC's Joe Scarborough murdered a woman, well, someone might be coming for Tucker. Lawyers. Carlson already had to apologize after three of the four supposedly dead voters, who were part of a Trump claim of voter fraud, well, it was found out they actually were alive when they voted. Whoops.